What's good? What's good? I'm back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett. This is the Common Sense Podcast, where we drop nothing but music, sports, politics, and world events. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your brand or your music, please go to PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, and you like t-shirts, hoodies, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We also got apparel for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas. Also, I got to give shouts out to DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. Just add ice, do your Dizzle, DizzleBrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. I'm going to make this one short. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into my week one NFL picks. And then every Tuesday, I'm going to play the video of me doing my picks and then give you the actual scores of those games so we'll know which games I got right, which games I didn't get right. Week one, pull it up here, NFL.com. Don't forget that Dizzle brand. It's a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, crisp lemon, and more. Hit that like, share button. Hit that follow, show support. All right, here we go. We got the Jacksonville versus Houston. Going with Jacksonville. Houston has no Deshaun Watson. Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to be real good in the NFL. He's got a few pieces around him, so we'll see how it goes. But I got Jacksonville winning by a touchdown or two. Chargers versus the Washington football team. I don't know. It's going to be a good one. Justin Herbert, second year. Washington, they got Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. They got a good defense. I'm going to go with the Chargers by a touchdown or more. Seattle Seahawks versus the Colts. Seahawks, that's my cousin's team. Got family out in Tacoma, Seattle way. Seattle Seahawks versus the Colts. Carson Wentz got hurt, but he's coming back. I don't know if Carson Wentz is playing week one. I'm going to go with Seattle by two touchdowns or more. We got the Jets versus the Panthers. Jets versus the Panthers. I really don't know which way that's going to go. Sam Darnold just came from the Jets. We do got Christian McCaffrey healthy. Defense ain't what it used to be. We got some receivers. I don't know, man. I'm gonna go with the Jets with the upset. I don't know why. I'll pick a Jets with the upset. Minnesota and the Bengals. Minnesota Vikings, Cincinnati Bengals. Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Minnesota looked good towards the end of the year last year. I'm going to go with Minnesota. They looked good towards the end of last year. Dalvin Cook came back. I mean, he looked phenomenal. Dalvin Cook looked unstoppable. And so if he carries that over into this year, yeah, I'm going to say Minnesota beats the Bengals. Arizona Cardinals and Tennessee Titans. I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans. They just got Julio Jones. Tannehill, oh man, they got a beast at running back. Arizona, yeah, they got a couple new players, but they're older, they're out of their prime, AJ Green, and they got JJ Watt. I'm going with Tennessee over Arizona. San Francisco, Detroit. I'm going with San Francisco over Detroit. Nothing more to talk about there. Pittsburgh and Buffalo. I'm going Buffalo over Pittsburgh by two touchdowns or more. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going Atlanta Falcons. They got Kyle Pitts. Eagles. Eagles are a mess right now. Chiefs versus the Browns. Oh, man. I'm going Browns with upset. Both of these teams, I like both of these teams, to be honest with you. Both, I mean, it's Super Bowl bust for the Chiefs, but they can afford to lose a game week one. I think the Browns are going to be highly motivated. We got Green Bay versus the Saints. No Drew Brees, Jameis Winston starting his first game as a Saint. I'm going Green Bay easily. Where we at? Denver versus the Giants. Oh, man, that's a tough one. Denver's got Teddy Bridgewater, who just left my Patriots. I mean, not my Patriots, but my Panthers. He just left my Carolina Panthers, which tells you that they weren't convinced. Saquon Barkley, I don't know if he's playing. I'm going to go with the Giants, though. Miami versus New England. I'm going New England over Miami. Tua, I don't know, man. Tua's got to show me something before I can pick Miami. They got a good defense. I don't really know what their running game is about, but I'm going New England over Miami. We got the Bears versus the Rams. I'm going the Rams over the Bears. The Bears are a hot mess right now. They really are. We got the Baltimore Ravens versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Oh, man, that's thick. I mean, Raiders ain't no scrubs. I'm going with Baltimore, though. Baltimore over the Raiders. And, of course, the Cowboys lost to Tampa Bay, and I had Tampa Bay winning that game. So that was my picks. So right now I got Ravens over the Raiders, Rams over the Bears, Patriots over the Dolphins, Giants over the Broncos, Packers over the Saints. I'm going to go Browns over the Chiefs. I'm going Falcons over the Eagles. I'm going the Bills over the Steelers. Going 49ers over the Lions. Where was we at? Tennessee Titans over the Arizona Cardinals. We're going Minnesota over the Bengals. We got the Jets over Carolina. Seattle over the Colts. Chargers over Washington. And we're going Jacksonville over Houston. Those are my picks for week one. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to make a thing out of this. I'm going to play back the video come Tuesday. I'm going to go over, what my picks were, and then I'm going to tell the actual scores. So we'll tally up how many I get wrong and right every week. See if I know anything about football. You know, this is week one. This is a tester. Try to pick a couple upsets like Jacksonville over Houston, which I don't know if that's really an upset because Houston could be the worst team in the league. Definitely the Jets over the Panthers, and definitely the Browns over the Chiefs. And I don't really know. Like, some of these are tough. Like, Denver and the Giants, neither one of them is really a good team to me. Really, really got to see what some of these teams really got, you know, coming into week one. Whole new season. You always got two or three teams that win the playoffs last year will be out, and two or three teams that probably replaced them, you know. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, IR, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Please hit that click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Hit the like, share, comment, good or bad, whatever. Once again, don't forget, check out Dizzle Brand, dizzlebrand.com. Do your Dizzle. Just Add Ice, DizzleBrand.com. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It's a mixture of cognac, agave tequila, orange liquor mango mix, and crisp lemon. They also got a bunch of recipes that you can make with the drink as well. So check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Don't forget that this podcast is sponsored by New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, check out newlitter.com. If you need marketing promotions for your product, your brand, your music, check out promopalace.biz. We got dozens of services. If we have services that are not on the website, you can actually hit us up. We have services that we don't offer that are not on the website that are just, you know, supply and demand, custom offer, you know. So once again, my name is Paul Pickett. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, whatever. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is like episode 57, if I got it right. Let's see. Episode 57. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.